This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Nimbus Cuso's very own John Genclaes and Filing Research Institute's very own Paul Dionne talking about the next generation Cuso, new Cuso models for growth and innovation. It's a webinar and a report, and they're going to be presenting this topic at the 2022 NACUSO next month as well. So they are busy, busy guys, but this is a really, really timely topic as well. So check it out. About what you guys are doing together. You guys are pulling double duty here because you did a report and a webinar that's coming up as well on the next generation of QSOs. And talking about, you know, kind of new QSO models for growth and innovation. And John, you being at the helm of Nimbus QSO, you are right there on the front line. So can you give us a quick overview of kind of the report and the webinar, what you guys are talking about? And Paul, you can chime in as well.
Sure. Well, Mike, it starts with the foundation of trying to answer the question, how do we need to respond as credit unions? You know, if you look out at the landscape, so many things are changing. New players are showing up, technology's coming to the forefront, and you need to be able to respond. And so, you know, as credit unions, the way we respond is we use our superpowers of collaboration. Probably one of the best expressions of that is through QSOs that we do that. You can think all the way back in the day when we needed to respond to wealth management and think about all the wealth management QSOs that were done. But today's, you know, threats are really just around this idea of technology, delivery, great member experiences. And so using that superpower through QSOs is kind of reinventing them, if you want to call it, you know, super QSOs is where we need to go now. And I had an executive coach one time who taught me, said, hey, when it's really important, you need to make a big decision. You need to slow down to speed up later. And when you're slowing down, more information, more options equals better outcomes. Yep. And so we thought about wanting to think that and say, man, who's a good thinker? Where can we get the good research? You know, Filing comes right to the forefront, yeah. You know, as a think tank to help develop good ideas. So that was kind of the genesis of the work.
Okay. And Paul, coming to you, how have you and John worked together to get to, you know, for this report and the upcoming webinar as well? So how did you guys work together to kind of brainstorm and kind of organize the thoughts and come out with what you guys concluded with?
Yeah, well, as you know, Filene has been doing research for over 30 years in the credit union space, and we feel like we know a pretty good chunk of information about what's going on in the space. But it's always a pleasure to partner with people in the field that are really movers and shakers. And so when John and Nimbus came to us, we were just overjoyed to be able to tackle some really new problems that credit unions are facing. And we've uncovered this new relationship, right? So if you think about traditional QSOs, and we dug into the numbers, and it turns out that credit unions that are involved with QSOs, they just do better in terms of their ROA and their overall performance. And that was not really surprising, but it was good to see the validation. So top line numbers are good for participation in QSOs. And then when we find this next generation QSO, as we're calling it in the report, they're doing the same thing that more traditional QSOs have done. They're providing efficiencies, they're providing scale, there's that collaborative element. But the next generation QSO is kind of a different creature in the sense that it's also modeling itself off of fintechs. And so they're more agile, and they're offering a collaboration opportunity that's based on speed and based on talent, right? So these are things that credit unions would really benefit from. If you're looking to grow, if you're looking to innovate, well, you need to move faster, and you need to have that talent and those partnerships that really allow you to see the future and to move in that right direction. Yeah, so, you know, those were really critical elements that we found in these new QSOs.
Yeah, that is the name of the game for sure today, Paul. And John, why do this research now? Why, as opposed to a year ago, or maybe let's wait and do it next year? Why now? Why do this research now?
Yeah, I just think the pressure's on, as we talked about at the top of the show here. You know, I mean, definitely the urgency's there. But the other thing, you know, Mike, is there's a recognition we have been going at this problem for a while. And what we're beginning to understand, if you survey CEOs, in order to respond, this takes talent. And probably you can't afford to have all the talent that it requires to do the innovation and move forward. So you're going to be doing this through partnerships. So being able to describe that a little bit better and giving some real exemplars, you know, out there for folks to model and look after, I think is really helpful to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. And Paul, what did you guys learn from this research? I mean, I don't want to steal all the thunder from your webinar or your report, but give us a couple of nuggets here. What did you guys learn?
Well, what we found was the opportunity to get faster in with those partnerships, to really be able to move more quickly in terms of, you know, scanning the marketplace for what's going on, understanding the competitive landscape, and then being able to prototype and to roll out products much more quickly. And then these partnerships were a way that, you know, the credit union was not just the sort of the recipient, they were also providing assets of them, of their own, right? So credit unions were realizing that, you know, that charter is actually valuable, something that others might find useful if we collaborate, and that our field of membership, our members are actually really useful, and we can provide them with better services and better opportunities when we partner with another provider. And so there's a way in which that collaboration is part of that superpower that came out of these new relationships that we're forming.
Yeah, I love this business model, because it goes back to what you said earlier, John. It's the ultimate form of collaboration, you know, and you kind of have your, you kind of have this built-in feedback mechanism and stuff like that. You can get the feedback right away. So I love this this business model. So, and tell us about Nimbus QSO and how you guys are helping create and solve this, and kind of, because you kind of guys seem to be kind of this new wave of QSO as well, right?
Yeah, Michael, just helping folks respond to the pressures that are out there. You know, coming on the backside of COVID, I mean, that's this kind of the setting for this a little bit, right? Members have said, hey, we do want digital access. We'll adopt it, and adopt it through every segment that you can think of. It's not just our young folks, right? And the other thing with that is, if the experience isn't great, we'll leave. And so that is kind of the new impetus, like right now we need to respond. So, you know, one of the things we do here at Nimbus is just help you to respond to that need to modernize. You may have a mobile or online experience that's not all that great. You may have a core that's holding you back, or, you know, an onboarding system. So we have a technology stack to help you do that, gotcha, you know, help you to respond. But more broadly, if you're thinking about growth and innovation, we can help you establish a whole new brand and get out to the market, right? So we're working with ViStar right now to help them launch a national brand. When you think of ViStar, you think of a very forward, bold, smart credit union, right? But regionally, right? They're in the Southeast. And actually, their field of membership allows them to reach nationally. So how would you do that? So we help launch, you know, national brands through a digital format to help you, you know, grow. Mm-hmm. At the bottom line, this whole conversation is about growth, right? So you can grow through modern technology, modernizing what you have, or grow by reaching new markets. And that's what we're really doing. So the headline should be around Nimbus is we help you grow, and yeah, we bring technology, people, and process to help you do that. And we can put those in very unique formats to help you to address whatever is your thorny problem, is what I call it, right? Each one of us has a challenge that's kind of unique to us. There's some high-level themes, but there's some very unique things, and we can help you to respond to those using people, process, and technology.
Yeah. And Paul, I mean, do you see this as, from my perspective, I see QSOs, and John, you could probably speak to this as well, but I just see them really pushing the industry just because of the innovation. Because when you go to like a, this might be a little bit of a tangent, but when you go to like a NQSO conference, I really see that as it's, there's this kind of startup atmosphere there. There's kind of this entrepreneurial vibe you get there. And it's such a positive, refreshing feeling you get when you go there. It's like, gosh, I really feel like things are moving forward. So is that what you guys see with QSOs, Paul, moving forward here?
Absolutely. You know, I mentioned earlier they're taking a page from the fintech books, right? And it really feels like that. John and I were both at NQSO last year, and we'll be there again this coming April. And you do have that startup vibe and that mentality. And that's the speed that I was talking about earlier as well, the agility that they bring. It's not just a look and feel, but it's actually like the process looks different. The way that these new QSOs are doing the work is just, it's a different beast. And so there's some real potential there that we're excited to explore. And then, you know, moving forward, we're going to do a couple more research projects on this topic, just because there's so much, you know, fertile ground for us to really understand what's happening and what the opportunity is for credit unions. And as you know, Filene really wants to be able to share that knowledge and those insights so that credit unions can seize the opportunity as they see it.
Yeah, I think it's just a no-brainer from this business model again. And John, I know you've been bouncing around the country talking to credit unions left and right about this type of stuff, about, you know, issues that they're facing and stuff. So what are some other examples have you seen of this next-gen QSO model kind of moving forward here in 2022?
You know, I just want to do a shout-out for the QSO going there, Mike, because you are right. That's where you're going to find a lot of these new QSOs that are really addressing some of the problems. A couple come to mind. I know on your show, you've talked an awful lot about the Circle Fund and the success that they're having, but that's a whole new category where credit unions are participating in investing in fintechs in order to get the financial rewards as a new investment category. In addition to that, that really gives you more participation and prediction and control over the roadmap, maybe where that technology company is going, and be a client too. So it's kind of like a twofer, right? So I think the Circle Fund is doing just a super job around that. I would also point to Trellis. We know just how important data is, and they're doing a super job of bringing together, you know, the data scientists, the modern approaches to data, so you can harvest that and do that. So I just think those are two examples of some of these new QSOs that are out there. Mike, I know that my former role when I was at Partners, it was very expensive to set up your own data science team, you know, get a data scientist, data analytics, you know, all of that work. And again, back to the power of QSOs, that helps to get to scale, get to speed that Paul's talking about, and hire the kind of talent that maybe you might not be able to hire on your own.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. And Paul, how can people learn more about this research that you guys are doing? Because I know you guys have a report, obviously. We'll put the link in the show notes. The webinar is coming up March 31st, I believe. So
that's right.
Yeah.
So that's it, Mike. Check out the report. It's available to anybody to download. It's one of our public reports. Same goes with the webinar. Feel free to register and bring all your friends March 31st. And then John and I will also, if you can make it in person, we'll be at the NICUSO session in April out in Florida, where we'll be talking about this research, but we'll also be giving a sneak peek preview of the new projects to come that we're working on.
Fantastic. Yeah, I can't believe NICUSO is already around the corner. It's like, but it's great news because it was just last fall. So now they kind of abrupted that with a quick turnaround. But yeah, it's going to be exciting nonetheless. John, anything else here to add that you want to discuss or anything?
I would just build on what Paul said. This is a time to find the new outlets for new information. And I just really appreciate the partnership with Filene and partnering on what we think are some thorny topics to come out here, like banking as a service, and how do you think about brands, and, you know, so lead that conversation and just be really proactive. It's also to all my peers, this is a really good time to rethink what conferences you're going to. And, you know, I just would put a shout out for the NICUSO conference. It is beginning to be the hub.
It is.
If you want to lean into these topics, a lot of really good work is being done there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And talk about a conference that's exploding in growth. Oh my gosh. So it's gotten quite big, but it's still one of my favorites for sure. Just because of that entrepreneurial vibe you get there, that startup vibe. So yeah, good stuff. Paul, anything else to add from your end?
No, that's all. I'm excited for what's to come.
Good deal. All right, gentlemen, we'll get the report. We'll have a link in the show notes for that. Got the webinar coming up March 31st. We'll have a link in that for the show notes too. And then everybody head over to NICUSO. It's in Florida at Disney World this year, I think, right? So go there, enjoy Disney World, and go see John and Paul in their session there. So good stuff.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.